Would you believe it's 10 years since the Boxing Day tsunami killed hundreds of thousands of people and devastated coastal areas in Asia? It was a terrible, truly terrible natural disaster that prompted extraordinary humanitarian action from many parts of the world. Australia was in fact the largest per capita contributor to the tsunami recovery effort, with many agencies working together to provide relief, to rebuild homes and families where possible. One Australian who decided to take action is Peter Baines. Peter set up the charity Hands Across the Water that continues to work in Thailand to provide care for children in need. And he joins me on the phone now. Good morning and welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's lovely to speak with you.
Peter, how and why did you first get involved?
I deployed into Thailand as part of the police forensic response to identify those who had died. So I was leading the disaster victim identification response, and we're there to identify those who had passed away and send them home so they could be buried according to their faith and their belief all around the world.
And you, I gather, met groups of kids who'd lost their parents in the tsunami, and this changed your life.
Yeah, that's right. It was the third rotation I'd had in Thailand. I spent a number of months over there, and it was on the last deployment I met a group of children who were living in a tent, and they'd all lost their parents, they'd lost their homes, and many lost their brothers and sisters. And the tent that they were in, it wasn't some temporary structure, that was their home. And what I saw was a lot of the larger international aid agencies were in fact leaving Thailand at that point in time. It was 8 months on from the disaster when I met them. And with a colleague from the UK, we decided to do something and see if we could change the way they spent each night.
Is there one child or one story that encapsulates the ethos of the organisation?
I think a young boy who's a young man now by the name of Gane, he lost his parents at the age of 12 and was living with his auntie, and his auntie had lost her husband and therefore any means of income. And she said to Gane, you'll have to leave school and go to work. I'm happy to care for you, but I don't have the financial resources. And he went to withdrawing from school, and school saw what a travesty that would be given the potential he'd shown. And the school contacted us and asked if he could live with us, in fact. And we welcomed him into our home, and he spent the next number of years there. He was able to finish school, and he graduated from high school and went on to university. And this week he'll graduate from Phuket University with a law degree, and has remained with us for the past 9 years that we opened the home. And it's just a remarkable effort of commitment and courage on his behalf.
Oh, it's such a fabulous story. So I actually didn't ask you about so you set up an original orphanage, which has now been echoed in, I think, seven different locations around the country?
Yeah, that's right. It was we built the first home, and I really didn't understand the opportunity or the need or the ongoing commitment that was required until I went back to open the first home. And then I went, well, where does the money come from to see the home operate? Who feeds the children? And I was quite ignorant of the needs, and we developed a model which provides meaningful experiences for a lot of Australians to this day. And on the back of that model, we've been able to now open seven different homes all across Thailand, and we opened two homes this year, and next year we'll open another couple for other needy children all throughout Thailand who have nothing to do with the tsunami, but our commitment to those original kids remains strong.
Just very quickly, I wonder what your response is to the news this week that the Australian government is planning further cuts to our foreign aid budget. Does any of that money come to you?
No, none at all. It'll have absolutely zero impact upon us. Our fundraising is done by Australians and New Zealanders who participate in our bike rides in Thailand, and they have an amazing experience, and we don't receive any government support from the Australian or the Thai government.
Well, Peter, congratulations. It's an extraordinary story of seeing a need and then acting, and I wish you further luck.
Thanks so much. It's been lovely to speak with you this morning.
Peter Baines, who's the founder and chair of the charity Hands Across the Water, set up in the wake of the Boxing Day tsunami 10 years ago, and we'll have details on our website about that.